Hello?
Hey, Mickey.
Yeah?
Hey, Mickey, it's John with Local Splash, the Google partner.
Yeah? Hi, Josh.
Hi, I was circling back with you. I know you said you wanted me to give you a call in like 20-something minutes, so I hit the cafeteria for a small lunch and came back upstairs to call you back. Are you in position now to go ahead and secure the listing?
Yes, I am. I just pulled over and I was checking your website out, 'cause then
Oh, perfect.
it hit me, 'cause I'm about to give my card information to a total stranger over the phone, and that's how people end up bankrupt.
That makes sense.
I don't
No,
want to
that's why
be
we
that
send you.
stupid.
No, I got you. That's why we send you everything in writing. We're a fully legit company. We've been in business since 2004. I've been here 12 years myself, so. And we're right next to the Google headquarters. If you look up Local Splash and then look up Google Building 1, it's literally right across the street from us.
One fun fact about Florida is that because they have a lot of swamps and lakes and everything, they don't have cell phone towers everywhere. And once you're next to a lake, connection is super patchy. And I'm literally on down dial-up speed right now trying to check that out. So it's
Gotcha.
super slow.
Here, let me see if I can speed it up for you by sending you a hyperlink and make it a lot easier. Give me one
Can you do
second.
that via email?
Yeah, I could send it via email. That would be a bit slower. I was actually having an issue with your email because I sent you that invitation for the client interview today between 6 and 7 Eastern Standard Time. But for some reason, the email bounced back. So the one that you gave me was hello@floridadreamfence.com.
That's literally it. Hello at floridadreamfence.com. I mean, I got emails today and I'm looking at them, so I know it works.
Okay, I'm gonna send
But
one
it's
that
still
just says
annoying.
test.
Do that.
Okay. Subject, test. Oh, I gotta put something in there. I put my badge and phone number in there.
Email signature, yeah, and things like that, yeah.
Yep. And that's good too, because it has my Google Partner badge in there too. So, be a lot better for you than doing Home Advisor by Angie's List, I tell you that. Those guys are gonna charge you an arm and a leg by putting themselves on Google and then selling you the leads one by one instead of letting the customers just call you right off the first page.
They actually do that.
Yeah, they're on Google and then they take the leads that they get in your area and they'll sell them to you for like 50, 60 bucks a pop. They'll sell them to like 4 or 5 other people too. You can actually, if you look up Home Advisor, like FTC versus Home Advisor, the Federal Trade Commission shut them down already once when they were called ServiceMagic back in the day.
Yeah,
Because
they did.
yeah, a lot of people were complaining about those leads because, even if you don't get them, they still charge you the lead fee, but they sell it to you guys like it's, you only pay when you get the jobs,
Yeah, I know, 'cause I mean, they'll lie, they will, I mean, they're sleazy car salespeople, and they will even, they lie to you on the phone, which is, I mean, we got it recorded. Is this a recorded line?
Always. Yep.
Cool. 'Cause they lied to me on a recorded line as well. And I'm,
Jesus.
it's literally, I'm gonna do my, that's why I wanna do my research, 'cause they, managed to charge me in advance for a lot of money.
Yeah,
So
no. See, we have to fully disclose it. We do stuff differently here. Our stuff's all month to month. So it's like if we're not honest with you or kind of like under promise, over deliver, we run the risk of losing you as a client altogether. Last thing we want to do is put in all this work, get you through your Google verification, have you listed on the first page and receiving calls, and then you cancel. you know, we end up, we would basically lose money, especially at the pricing structure that I have you on.
Yeah, I know what you mean. But
yeah. Our goal is to work with you long term. We want you to come back every month, but the only way that happens is when we get in there and make sure it's working for you.
Yeah.
We're not going to make money unless you're making money.
That's something that Angie doesn't get, because they charge me in advance and then they charge me for the lead. And
yep.
That's
they charge you for the year and then they charge you every single lead. Yeah.
And they said
crazy.
I have such a high margin because fences are expensive. I'm in a different bracket and they charge me a lot more than regular folks. But what I have to take into consideration is how many shitty leads they give me at super premium prices. And
it's all nonsense.
I have to go through until I land the client, and I'm making no money. I'm literally making no money through it. So
that's why I don't like pay-per-lead and pay-per-click services personally. I don't like either one of those, because it's like buying scratchers, really, Mickey, is what you're doing if you're paying for leads, because there's no guarantee the leads are going to turn into anything, you know? It's like going to the gas station and you pay $5, you get a scratcher, you scratch it off, you either lose your $5 or maybe you win, you know? That's pretty much what it is. Maybe you get a job or maybe you don't, and then they're going to keep their money regardless. So gambling is not a good way to start a business. It's not a good model.
Yeah, no, it's not.
And then even if you do get them, you're going to have to lower your rates to compete with the other three or four guys that got that lead and quoted them already, you know? So
yeah,
that's why I'm circling back, because I know for you, long-term, you're probably not going to be paying per lead long-term. Most likely, you're going to be doing Google advertising. But my outlook was, hey, give you this platinum package at $299. We don't make money on it, but if you turn into a long-term client and you end up doing like upgrading to Google Ads later or Google Guarantee later, you know, then we have a good relationship that we built and a client that we'll be working with for years, you know, instead of just a month to month. So
full disclosure, I'm an online marketer. I've been an online marketer for about 12 years now. I haven't done any Google anything at all, but I've done Facebook ads and other type of like lead gen stuff for, you know, small companies, big companies like SEMrush, for example. I did conversion rate optimization for them.
Oh, yeah.
For
I know them, yeah.
So I've been around the block a couple of times. I don't mind spending money if I'm making money. Right? So it's not a matter of spending the money. I'm happy to spend the money. And I understand the value of it, right? So that's I'm in it for the long run if it brings me something back. And I also I know that it takes a little bit of time to build up that algorithm. For Facebook ads, that's just
it's a little different though. SEMrush is mostly focused on SEO services. We do have a direct partnership with Google. So our clients are able to see themselves up there within the first month, but we do ask them to try it for at least 2 months when they first sign up.
Okay.
So it's a month-to-month service, but we ask you to try it for two.
Yeah, so I got a couple of questions. When it comes to including in the package. So I got that. I got understood the part with the Google placement listing. That one is it's something that I had no idea. I did not know that it worked like that. So whatever.
Yeah. That's actually newer though. It hasn't always been like that, Mickey. That's newer. Like we became a Google partner in 2016. So we weren't always a Google partner. We started out as just an SEO company similar to SEMrush, and we became a premier partner in 16. And so they didn't start like having Google Places placement set up that way until 2018, actually. So it's like 6 years. Yeah. I don't know when's the last time you worked with SEMrush, but it's been about 6 years they've been on Google Places like that.
I did conversion rate optimization for them. So just front-end website, copywriting, message testing, things
Got
like
it.
That. Like optimizing their website for conversion, and that was last year. But I, I know they do just SEO. I had no idea about this new product. Obviously, they launch new products every now and then. Like, for example, Facebook advertising and Google advertising, the platform changed so much in the last 2 years. I've lost I kind of lost it.
Google Guarantee just came out last year. Yeah. Yeah. So, there's a lot of new stuff.
But when it comes to your package, for the SEO, what's included in that package? Are you going to work on finding keywords for me, and then are you going to help me optimize the website, or are you going to build micro websites, or how does that work?
No, we do all the content creation. We develop the site. If you don't already have a site, if you already have a site, which it shows you do, that I have attached to your Google Business profile, we might make recommendations, but for Google Places, it's not like the old SEO. We don't have to even have a website, and we could put you up there. You know, we follow the algorithm on the back end of your Google Business profile. So sometimes you'll see people in the Google Places section with no website at all. It's not actually even a requirement anymore. Have you on the first page. So we don't have to actually do that, but we do. Oh, sorry. I think there's a delay in the
line. Yeah. Sorry about that. Go ahead. Finish your thoughts.
No, I was just saying that we do all the SEO, like content creation, and obviously we have access to the Google Analytics to help, you know, so we'll have recommendations for your keywords, but you have final say on everything.
Awesome. For my business isn't verified with Google right now. With the Google My Business.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I already have that set up. Yeah, I already have it set up for them to send your PIN. I got the address from you, so we're going to send the PIN to that 100 Wood Avenue, and then we're going to I send you a form for Google verification right now if you decide to move forward right now. You'll get the form, and you just fill it out, and you send us, like, license, insurance, everything you have for your Google verification, and we'll complete it for you. We'll walk you through it.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. And then for the Facebook, is that Facebook ads management, including the price? Do I need anything extra to give you, like, assets or anything like that?
Yeah, we're not going to duplicate your Facebook account, your Facebook business profile, because that will cause a discrepancy with the search engine if there's, like, two of them, right? So we'll get access to that one, and then we'll run ads directly through that Facebook page for you.
And is there, like, a limit for ad campaigns or anything like that, or is it just limited to my budget?
Yeah, it's based on your budget. So for the $299 package, $100 of that will go directly into Facebook ads. But we have a Meta certified technicians in-house that are going to be hosting that for you to maximize your return on investment from it. So similar, it has a similar analytics system now for Facebook marketing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Well, let's write it up.
Yeah, you're going to love it. I'm telling you, if you could do anything with that Home Advisor by Angie's, I'm like, this will be a great fit for you. So I have the whole profile created, and I have your client interview scheduled for this afternoon between 6 and 7. So how did you want to secure your first month's payment?
Card, Visa card.
Okay. And it just has your name on it?
It has both company and my name on it.
Okay. Let me add Florida Dream Fence. And just to confirm, you got that email that I sent you, right?
Yeah, I did get it, yeah.
Okay. So I just had to refresh it. I don't know if there was a space or something in there, but now it's showing it's valid on my side too. All right. I'm ready for the card number when you are.
4427-3225-3788-7643.
Okay. And the expiration date, month, and year?
0329.
3 of 29, and then 3-digit code on the back.
724.
Okay. Hang on the line with me here. I'm going to get you the outline of the agreement in writing, and I'm going to get you your Google verification form. I'm going to text and email them both over to you. Taking a second to process. Okay, there we go. Submit. And then I'm also, I have to do a voice verification also because of the discounted pricing structure. So let me get you ready for this. Okay. And also I want to make sure I didn't spell your last name wrong. I'm pretty sure I got it right. I'm usually really thorough about paperwork, but you spell your first name just like Mickey Mouse, like M-I-C-K-E-Y?
Yeah, but that's not my government name. So,
It's okay. Well, it has the business name on it, so you'll be okay.
Perfect.
You'll still be able to write it off. But there is a signature on your verification form, and then we have your name set as Mickey as a point of contact, so they'll always call you Mickey.
I love that.
Yeah. My first name is actually pronounced Jazwan, and then my last, and then my middle name is John, and my last name's Hill. But everybody calls me John because everybody struggles for some reason to say Jazwan. So I understand the nickname thing.
Yeah, my my grandma used to call me Mickey ever since I was still, so it stuck.
Yeah, it's a good name. Mickey's a good character. He's a good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you said it's apartment 6, right? That 100 Wood Avenue?
Correct.
Okay, because I just got a notification from them to verify. I guess they only received the 100 Wood Avenue portion of it. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, in on Google, I've added just 100 Wood Avenue as the address because apartment 6 doesn't look all that well for businesses, right? Especially for fence installers.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually, like, without even asking you, I just had the address hidden. So it'll still say, like, City, State, and Zip on there, but I saw the apartment number, and I just do that. I just hide them because it's not required for you to display it if you don't have, like, a location for them to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're fine. You'll still get the form in the mail, but there is that 5-digit number on the back of the form when it comes in I don't need from you. So before I do this voice verification, I just want to confirm that you have those two text messages. One of them is an outline of the agreement, and the other one is the Google verification form.
I got none of those.
None? There's not like a thank you for choosing Local Splash?
Hi, this is John from Local Splash. Let's get your business at the top of the Google page today. Contact me at and then there's your number and extension. And then Local Splash, click on the link to see our pricing, localsplash.com/pricing.
That's it? Just those two?
That's all I got.
Okay.
Because
it's saying
3 seconds, though, but not from you.
Okay. Oh, it's not for me? Okay, that's weird. Because it's saying the initial invoice was sent, and then...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I have it on my phone. They're coming right now. Mickey, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Send you a copy of your invoice.
Yep.
The email
so
we have on file.
That's the outline of your agreement in writing right there. So you have that in black and white. It'll have the discounted pricing structure, billing day, cancellation policy, and all the products and features in that platinum bundle. And then the other one is your Google verification form. So I need you to fill that out and send it in as soon as possible. It usually takes my guys about 2 to 3 days to get all the information together. But it's a pretty easy form to fill out. Like, there's links in there where you could just, like, click upload file and, like, snap a picture of license, insurance, everything that you have. If you're missing anything, it tells you right at the bottom, just check the box that you're okay with us three-way calling you with Google on the line to verify if you're missing something and we can't just verify it with the form.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through this voice verification. So as I'm walking you through your voice verification, if I say anything you don't agree with, just stop me, okay?
Yeah.
All right, so you're on a recorded line, Mickey. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Florida Dream Fence.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
My name is Mihnea Felogianu, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes, I am.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes, I am.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes, I am.
All right. And hiring us as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes, I am.
Okay. We know everything that you're currently that you currently are doing. It's just saying, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, let us know so we can make sure you're not duplicating any online listings or paying for something that we're already providing for you. And then it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's April 1st of 2024. It's going to be in the discounted pricing structure of $299 for the Platinum Package Bundle. I've waived all setup fees on your campaign, and I've locked in this pricing structure indefinitely. So when the term is completed, the agreement set up to automatically renew each month on the first day, but it'll stay in that discounted price of $299. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. You are not binded to any kind of long-term contract or anything like that, but we do recommend that you try the services for at least 2 months when you first sign up. It says we don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties if you do decide to discontinue. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before your next billing is due so we can stop your billing cycle. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So full outline of the agreement is there. I updated your email, so now you should get the notification for your client interview between 6 and 7. Does 6 and 7 still work for you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to send this downstairs. I'm going to have them get to work, pull some keyword recommendations for you. We're going to send out your Google PIN right now, and then we will circle back with you between 6 and 7 for client interview. I sent you my direct number and extension too, Mickey. So if you do have questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you could still reach me. And we have 24/7 customer service available to you at the same number. You just hit extension 1.
Perfect.
All right. Well, I'll let you get back to your workday. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then we'll talk to you at 6 o'clock.
Thank you, John. Stay tuned.
You're welcome. I'll talk to you soon. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.